Thank you, Jax, for presenting this paper. I had sent some comments before the New York meeting, which were, I think, publicly posted also as CRP 13. So, in respect of the first issue, which is the adoption of the OECD commentaries on clarifying that beneficial owner is means its international fiscal meaning rather than the domestic law meaning, I think there is definitely a need for clarity. But only point I had made was whether it is in some way in conflict with Article 3.2, that terms not defined in the convention would draw their meaning from the domestic law of the state which applies it. So in that context, I had just flagged that whether it would be better to define beneficial owner in the model rather than explaining in the commentary. Now, mine is a minority view in the committee on this in the subcommittee on this aspect. I know that because I see that most of the members feel that the clarification in the commentary, as the OECD has done, is good enough to do this. And what we are doing is that we are relying on the unless the context otherwise requires you that carve out in Article 3.2. We feel is sufficient to cater to this situation because here the context requires otherwise. I just wanted to put before the committee and others present here, suppose we adopt this way and tomorrow a country defines beneficial owner in its domestic law, then what would be the interaction? Would our commentary will prevail over that domestic law meaning or because of the clarification in the commentary or the meaning in the domestic law will prevail. So according to me, there is a scope of litigation and interpretation here. And of course, this is one way we can do it. But the other way was to define it in the model. As far as I think, this issue was not discussed in detail in the last committee meeting. So that's why I'm putting it before the committee.
Take more comments and you address all together. Okay.